Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Yes, your chance to get something solved in your life. What can we solve for you today? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix with Text Roulette. Just text in a question. If we land on yours, because we spin the big roulette wheel, that's the text roulette wheel.
Mm-hmm.
We land on yours, we'll ask it. Maybe we have some answers. Maybe our mixed family has answers too. They can help us out with it.
Yeah, what do you have going on in your life that you would like an answer from the masses, from all of us? Giving you our life experience. We'll give you our take. We want to hear yours as well. People helping people. Did you hit refresh, Radar?
I did hit refresh.
On the side and unlimited text line?
Yes.
All right. So get those questions in. 414-432-1099.
I love spinning the wheel. Here we go.
14.
It lands on number 14.
Okay.
Text roulette brought to you by the Amato Auto Group. Home of warranty forever. Here comes the question. Number 14. Ah! All right. Well, this is kind of an easy one here. Sometimes we get those relationship questions, sometimes not. And this is one of the nots. Or maybe this is a relationship question. Who knows?
Okay.
Do you shower after soaking in the bath? Who's asking this stuff, people? You ask anything and we'll try and solve it for you. Do you shower after soaking in the bath?
Okay, this was either someone was sitting in their bathtub and pondering this, or they have a roommate or live with someone and it got brought up, their partner, and they were grossed out saying, you don't? What? You don't shower after you sit in the bath? Growing up in our house in Bayview, right there on Fernwood in New York, that corner house, oh, we had so many fond memories there. We did not have a shower in that bathroom until I was a sophomore in high school. And in a house of 6 people, 5 women, my sisters and my mom, and then there was my dad, we would have to have designated bath nights. And my gosh, once we got older and you really wanted that water to be warm, and so you just kept turning the hot water on.
You kept turning it, cranking it. Yeah. Well, that poor water heater.
Oh, did we get in trouble if the sister after you got in there and there was no warm water left? There was always a fight. There was always a fight. Now, we didn't have the option to shower after that because we just had a small bathroom with a bathtub.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know in some of these primary suites, they'll have the soaking tub and they'll have the shower. But it never occurred to me to shower after that, even though you are technically sitting in your filth, I suppose.
Yeah, like when my daughters would play Barbies and they would go to the beach, they would play in the bathtub all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever turned the shower on. It was just kind of dunk the hair, wash, you're good. Okay, girls, let's get out of there. Because guess what? Now the water is in the basement. You've been splashing it out of the tub. But yeah, I don't think we ever did when we were kids.
The one time that Gretchen and I, we were so young, we both could fit in the bathtub laying down on our stomachs. And we had just come back from Noah's Ark.
And that's what
and
my daughter
did. And we turned it. We said, let's make this like a water
park. Like a wave pool.
And we were making waves and we thought it was so fun. Until mom came in and there was probably an inch of water on the whole floor of the bathroom. Now I think even as an adult, I get crazy for bathing the dogs and like towels are down and water's everywhere.
Yeah. Oh no, oh no. And here you've got like half the tub in the basement.
We made a wave pool and we thought, this is so cool.
Yeah.
It's like Noah's Ark. We fit in here.
Oh, sharks would attack and everything.
Oh,
and of course, whales would be in the water when my daughters were playing. Good Lord, no. Yeah, so I guess as kids we didn't shower off.
We never thought about that. But do you need to shower? My guess is yes.
Okay, let me ask you
this. Yes, because you're just sitting in your funk. You're sitting in the filth.
We'll ask you this one because you have a hot tub, Elizabeth.
Yeah, we do.
When you get out of the hot tub, do you go in to shower? Because that's like a tub, quote unquote.
The answer is yes.
You do?
We do.
You do. Okay, so do you think everybody does
that?
We
do. I mean, honestly, because we want to keep the tub clean, too. I don't... Well, really, we probably should rinse off before we go in the hot tub.
Oh, my gosh.
But no one wants,
that's
to, be,
another question.
No one wants to be partly wet and then put on a swimsuit. Like, as women, you all know that, especially if you had a wet swimsuit, trying to put a wet swimsuit on, things are not where they're supposed to be. They're all in your crack, and it's uncomfortable, and it's adjusted, and it's...
The floor is wet. You're slipping and
things
falling.
Things are creeping in the front. They're creeping in the back.
You don't
it's
need
just not comfortable.
No.
But I would guess that the right answer is... If you want to think about cleanliness and hygiene, but you should shower after you sit in the bathtub.
Even if you're soaking in the bubbles, you shower, you still have to take a shower? You're taking a nice long bath after a long
work week?
Yeah, because
you're not rinsing off the soap residue.
Is that what you think so?
Yeah.
So you're taking, actually, you're washing yourself twice. You're doing the bath and the shower.
You're just soaking and then you're rinsing off.
Oh, okay. You're getting all the, like you said, all the gunk off.
I like this question. It's really making me think.
Exactly.
And that's what we need to do more of.
Linda, what do you think? Do you shower after soaking in the bath?
I used to take baths a long time ago. Now I'd need 911 to get me out of the tub. But
okay.
Because I would feel like I was still in my own dirt.
Yeah, you're sitting in your filth. You're soaking in your filth. Think about, have you ever had to soak or rinse off vegetables? Look at everything that comes off of that.
Yeah.
Look at all that funk. Like, that's coming off of you. You think about dead skin, sweating, deodorant,
lotions,
all that stuff. So really thinking about it, showering afterwards probably makes the most sense.
And if you drain the tub, you see that bathtub ring.
That's miserable.
Absolutely, that's gross.
Well, a bathtub ring? How long are you soaking?
Yeah, exactly. And what's soaking off of you? And where were you before that? Maybe we should shower before we take the bath instead of bath first and then shower. Maybe it should be shower first and then a nice little relaxing bath.
Again, think about what they do at hotels when you go to any place where there's a pool. They always say rinse off beforehand. Although
nobody
does that.
No.
Nobody does that.
Nobody does.